Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The center fielder, Herm Winningham. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Scudder. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Scott Scudder. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doran for the out. One out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Winningham hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boston hits a line drive into center field. Winningham picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Winningham. Boston moves to third. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Magadan moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Johnson is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Magadan tags and scores. Jeffries tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Mets. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris fields it and tags Carrion for the out. He's got Jeffries trapped. He throws to Reed, who throws to Sabo, who tags Jeffries for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Neill strikes out. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morris takes first base on ball 4. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sabo strikes out. There goes Morris. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Templeton strikes out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Darling bunts towards the mound. Scudder fields it and throws to first for the out. Templeton moves to second. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Carrion. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Scott Scudder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scudder bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to third. 1 out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Winningham takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Magadan is hit by the pitch. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Kip Gross now pitching. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Brooks moves to second. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Carrion moves to second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Templeton is 0 for 1 in the game. Templeton hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hatcher. Brooks scores. Carrion scores. Cerrone goes all the way around to score. Templeton moves to third. It's 7-0, Mets. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Darling is 0 for 0 in the game. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris juggles the ball. That's an error on Morris. Templeton scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Mets. Kevin Elster pinch hits for Dave Magadan. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kevin Elster now playing shortstop. Gary Templeton now playing first base. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brooks. Morris reaches second base with a double. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a pop-up beyond second. Jeffries can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Morris moves to third. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morris scores. Sabo moves to third. It's 8-1, Mets. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Sabo. Reed moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Todd Benzinger pinch hits for Kip Gross. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Benzinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Armstrong now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops it up and throws to first, with Armstrong covering, for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brooks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Mets. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a pop-up beyond second. Doran can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Templeton hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Duran is 0 for 2 in the game. Duran strikes out. 1 out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Luis Quiñones now playing shortstop. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Darling is 0 for 1 in the game. Darling strikes out. 1 out. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brooks. Morris reaches second base with a double. O'Neill goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Mets. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sabo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sabo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morris moves to third. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling has Morris trapped. There's the throw to Johnson and over to Cerrone, who tags Morris for the out. Sabo moves to third. Reed moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sabo tags and scores. Reed tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Mets. Jack Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Armstrong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to third. Kerrion moves to second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Templeton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Templeton hits a pop-up towards first. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Darling is 0-for-2 in the game. Darling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Simons now pitching. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Doran is 0-for-3 in the game. Doran hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Mets. Chris Jones pinch hits for Herm Winningham. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Quiñones hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Boston. Quiñones reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Mets. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Quiñones moves to third. 1 out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morris is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Julio Valera now pitching. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sabo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. Quiñones scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 10-6, Mets. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Sabo. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Sabo steals second. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Sabo moves to third. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 6. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Jones now playing left field. Billy Hatcher now playing center field. Darryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boston moves to second. Don Carmen now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jeffries is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Power now pitching. Chris Jones now playing center field. Glenn Bragg's now playing left field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Brooks hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Doran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a line drive for a single. Braggs moves to second. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. One out. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Quiñones strikes out. Two outs. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Braggs moves to third. Doran moves to second. Rich Sover now pitching. Mariano Duncan pinch hits for Hal Morris. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 6. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Doran now playing first base. Luis Quiñones now playing second base. Mariano Duncan now playing shortstop. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Templeton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Templeton hits a fly ball towards right. O'Neill catches it and throws to Quiñones, who relays to Doran to double up Cerrone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Chris Sabo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Oliver pinch hits for Ted Power. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Braggs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.